Dictation for Michael Paschi, P-A-S-C-H-E, April 8, 56. Addresses a letter to Dr. Abimbola, A, B as in boy, I-M, B as in boy, O-L-A, 463-9360. Dear Dr. Abimbola, consultation for Mr. Paschi with abnormal renal function. Has a history of right side nephrectomy back in 2014 because of cancer at Bay City. No recurrence, no radiation or chemotherapy. Baseline creatinine after surgery was around 1.4, 1.5. Presently has risen to 1.6, 1.7. He drinks alcohol, has chronic liver abnormalities, diagnosis of hepatitis C, plans for antiviral beginning tomorrow, follows gastroenterology at Midland. He has noticed worsening of lower extremity edema in relation to recent decrease of HCTC from 25 to 12.5. He denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no abdominal pain, no abdominal distension, no ascites, no diarrhea, bleeding. He still has his prostate and has chronic frequency nocturia at least 3 times, no cloudiness blood, no history of stones or infection, denies claudication symptoms, does not do salt restriction, although weight minimal increase, probably 2-3 pounds over the last month, denies chest pain palpitation syncope, denies dyspnea, minimal cough, no sputum production, no hemoptysis, no oxygen. He has developed a rash, different sizes, macular, with pruritus, but no blisters, no bruises, no ulcers, mostly chest, upper extremities, no mucosal abnormalities, no headaches, no bleeding nose or gums, no joint tenderness, no fever. Next paragraph, his past medical history, hypertension, for many years abnormal liver function test, probably from alcohol use. The diagnosis of hepatitis C, imaging shows no cirrhosis, no cancer, denies diabetes, no liver biopsy, denies the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS, stroke or seizures, no heart issues, denies pneumonia, denies gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion. Next paragraph, surgeries, right side nephrectomy for cancer, left knee scope for meniscus, appendix colonoscopies. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, he smoked as a teenager all the way to age 30. He's been off smoking more than 30 years. He does drink alcohol on a daily basis, mostly beer. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, prescribing medications. HCTC, Norvasc, Metoprolol, Flomax, vitamin C, aspirin, denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 195, blood pressure 170 over 90 on the left, 160 over 90 on the right, no respiratory distress, mild decreased hearing, normal speech, normal eye movements, no mucosal abnormalities, no facial asymmetry, no neck masses, no carotid bruise, JBD, no lymph nodes, distant breath sounds but clear, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no ascites, masses, tenderness, no bruits, no palpable liver spleen, 4+ edema, no cellulitis, ulcers, non-focal, the rash, red, no raised borders, no bruises, no tenderness, no blisters, mostly neck, chest, upper extremities, no compromise of palms. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, September, progressive rise in creatinine 1.7, representing a GFR 43. Minor low sodium, normal potassium acid base, low albumin, elevated transaminases, normal bilirubin alkaline phosphatase, normal glucose. Normal A1C, normal thyroid, HIV negative, PSA 0.3, anemia 12.5, normal white blood cell, presently normal platelets, positive hepatitis C, RNA, hepatitis B is negative. There is an abdominal ultrasound, normal liver, normal pancreas spleen, right kidney is absent, left kidney normal 13.6, no obstruction, does have atherosclerosis of aorta. MRI of the abdomen, again normal liver, homogeneous, no bile obstruction, normal pancreas, spleen, normal left kidney. There is dilatation ascending thoracic aorta 4.5 centimeters. There is a L3 hemangioma. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Right side nephrectomy, renal cancer, no recurrence. Next number, progressive chronic kidney disease. Two major factors, active hepatitis C. Unfortunately, I do not have urine sample to assess for proteinuria, hematuria, or active inflammation. The second factor, the presence of atherosclerosis. We will need to test it for renal Doppler, for renal artery stenosis of the one kidney. I'm requesting him to repeat chemistries. Because of the hepatitis C, I'm going to check complement levels, cryoglobulin, and urine sample, including protein-creatinine ratio. He has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. There is mild degree of anemia, does not require any treatment. The blood test will include electrolyte, acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, and PTH. Plans for antiviral treatment beginning tomorrow. Next number, hypertension in relation to progressive renal failure, and we need to rule out renal artery stenosis. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation,